to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities,
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Radio program. This is brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. I'm your host for the day, God Works Soul. You are listening live. This is Lucky Dube from South Africa. That is Lucky Dube. Welcome back. Welcome to the Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, God Luak Shol. You are listening live. Well, if you remember last weekend on Saturday, at this time, I promise you that I will come next Saturday, which is today, and we will be talking about the marriage, and which is our topic today. And that's the topic we're going to discuss today. Our talking will be revolving around marriage. And what does it mean? And what does it take to have a wife or a husband? And also along that, I will be playing you the music from every part of the country, from every part of the continent, from every part of the world. So I will bring it from Asia, from Europe, from Americas, in Africa, and Asia, and all of that. And I will also share with you some of the information that's happening in the community and the work ARCC is doing. And if you have any questions, so let me know. So the question today is the bride price. A lot of you who are listening might know what the bride price is. It has so many names. It is called bride price, and it is also called the bride wealth. And there's another name for it, which is popular to the other two names, is dowry. So what is a bride price anyway? I got a bit of definition from Wikipedia. It says a dowry, which is also a bride price, and also is another name for dowry. And also it's another name for bride wealth. It's a transfer of potential property, gifts or money at the marriage of a daughter. Dowry consists with related concepts of bride price and dowry. So that's what they said, and you already heard that. This is the transfer of the gifts, things that should be given to the girl's side. But different communities have different norms, different cultures, and different setups of what constitutes the bride price. And what is the economic side of it? So this is what is happening. It depends from one country to another. So there are so many countries now that have outlawed, they have made it illegal to pay a bride price because of the things that happen if you pay a bride price. And I will start with my country, where I come from originally, which is South Sudan. So girls are financial security, where they are raised in idea that they will bring an income. So the income will come in different forms, in money, in cows, in cattle anyway. And different communities measure that dowry in different forms as well. One country plays it differently. And in some countries, it is so expensive to get a girl because the price of the the bride price or the bride wealth or the dowry is so high that men could not afford anymore. And so, what would be the solution? And that's why in some third world countries or underdeveloping countries, there is this mess of, you know, communities going on against another community to take their properties, maybe their cattle and their livestock, in order to exchange and bring a wife, I should say. And that's a problem in most countries. So the statistics or the research that I got, it says there are two countries in the world, which is Indonesia and Zambia. So in Zambia, the price to get a wife is so high. It's so high to the point that it depends whether a woman or the wife-to-be or the bride-to-be is educated or has a very potential or very good background, or it has a very good social status. So that factor in what would be the bride price. So what is the... And then if you come down to that, you will see, you know, the girls in those two countries which have been mentioned because of that research, as mentioned, Indonesia and Zambia. So the price of the girls in terms of the dowries and the price and the bride price being paid to the other side of the girl's parent depends on social status of the girl, of the education of the girl, the occupation of the girl, and social background of the girl. The social background of the girl means, is the girl virgin or the girl has, you know, given a birth to another man before? So those can be taken into consideration when people are talking about the bride price, and that's what it is. So now let me play you a music, and when we come back, we will be talking about what are the disadvantages of having the bride price. And that's what we will be talking about when we come back. This is music from South Sudan. Enjoy. This is Lucky Dube again. It's not from South Sudan, it's from South Africa. Sorry for that. I got some technical issues. Bear with me.
Chudol ngay chidang dala tulay chik chidang dala
That is Gordon Kong, Gordon Kong from South Sudan. He is a great artist. Gordon Kong was born blind and is the greatest artist ever in South Sudan. He now lives in Australia, and he left South Sudan when the war broke out in 2013, but he came late around 2016. He's a great artist. He's just talking about, you know, the life is all about having fun and, you know, take care of yourself and all of that. So he's a great guy. Yeah, I say before that when we come back, we will be talking about the effects of bright wealth on the family stability. What does it mean to have that dowries, all the wealth from the bride given to the bride, to the bride's side? When I say bride's side, I mean the girl's side. But some communities have different cultures. Some bride wealth come from the man to the girl's family. In other communities, it's opposite of that, from the girl's family to the man's side. But all means one thing. You know, it's about how you're going to establish a home on your own, but you need to be assisted. So it comes in the form of money, in the form of other materials like cattle, in the form of, you know, in the form of gold. It can be. It depends on that culture, how they practice it. So, but the meaning is all the same. You know, it the girl has been raised by the parents, and so when the girl is leaving, at least something must be given to the girl, to the girl's parent, for raising that girl for that long, and so something must be paid. And so that's what it means to be giving a bride wealth. But different countries, of course, as we already mentioned, have different meanings of it and have different ways of conducting it or different ways of giving the bride wealth. Like in the case of Zambia that we talked about before, Zambia and Indonesia. So if you have a girl where the price is so high, so you know you are raising a girl that one day it will bring you something. That girl will bring you something. So that's why in some countries it is a financial security. It is a financial security. But is the idea of having a price, a bride wealth is bad? Well, some findings, it says it's bad because it has a bad effect on the family stability. We have seen in many cases that those who have paid a high price for the girl to have a wife and paid high for that, you know, they mistreat the girl thinking that they have bought a girl, which is totally wrong. It's not good. It's not the humanity we are here for, and it's totally wrong, and that's why some countries outlaw that. There's no price to be paid when you get married. And also, later on, we will talk about what would happen if you pay the high price for the girl, and then when the marriage down the road later does not work out. So what will happen? In some communities, different things happen, and this is what we will be talking about later. Yeah, and yeah, that's what it is. So it comes to the question: is bride price a show of wealth or expression of love? Are you showing your wealth, or you are loving somebody to be your love forever, let's say. In some communities, not. In some communities, not that in some communities, not. It is in the way they take it. So if, let's say, let's take the case of Oman. So in Oman, you have to pay something equivalent to $20,000 as a bride price. And that's why in Oman today, according to the research too, today a lot of males, young males in Oman are single because they cannot afford $20,000 to pay to the girl's parents as a bride wealth. See, these are the factors. And so those who are rich are determining the market. And so it becomes a market now. It's not love. Yeah. I wish I brought somebody expert to share ideas on this very important topic. I know this is a very important topic, and I will bring somebody to talk about this, or I will bring a panel to discuss this, because this is a very important topic, and it has so many ways to deal with that. And there are so many issues around that too, because even there are people who are marrying in a way that does not connect with the arranged marriage. So it comes out from arranged marriage. Now we have a lot of, you know, social media, so people meet on social media and then the next day they get married. It's not even arranged marriage. It's not even a marriage at first sight, so it's something that just pops up. So we don't know. We don't know where things come from at this time. And so, and it still, we go back to the question: is a bright wealth, a show of love or a show of wealth? If you come to my country where I originally come from, I think I said it before, a girl is raised in idea that you will get something out of her. And so a lot of cows are being paid in different communities. It differs from one community to another. So some communities pay the dowries in terms of cows, in terms of cattle, and in some communities pay the girls in terms of the grains, and in some communities in terms of money, and in some communities in terms of farm produce. So it depends what community you come from. So for the highly paid, a bright price come from those who paid in form of cows. So let's say a girl would be the minimum price to be paid is 50 cows. So if you factor in one cow is $300 US, now is going to $500 US. So let's multiply it by $50. So you're going to pay a lot of money as a bride price. Okay, what will happen tomorrow if that marriage is not going to work out? And that's one of the issues, and that's what we're going to discuss when we come back. Now, I can play you one of the music, one of the love song from Thailand. I don't know what it means, but it's a good music.
Make it happen. Beats final on here.
Tell me now, จะอายใครคุณจะอายทำไมเธอก็รู้อยู่กับใจอยู่กับ I be right ไม่ต้องสนใจใคร That's what I be like เธอในคิดยังไง Cause I'm good to go ใกล้ชิดตัวติดมันก็พาทั้งโก The boy way he's about to do Yeah I'm about to go คุณพร้อมอะไร Just let me know
ก็ความรักไม่ใช่ความลับที่อยากจะรักทำไมต้องปิด
What you wanna know, how you wanna go, how you wanna move, baby girl, it's up to you, how you wanna do it, but bitch, and my lips will seal it, look at you, got me higher than the ceiling, when you all up in the building, and you looking like a million, step one, and that's word to me, the boy way, I know you heard of me, and I don't care about nobody, locked in you and me, so let's go.
Come rock me, shake one love to y'all, to rock to me, thump it, come rock me, y'all, go not just say it,
ผู้ชายคนหนึ่งเอ่ยวาจาออกมาที่แปลว่าวันเวลาจากนี้ไปจนชั่วนิดนิรันดร์เขาจะใช้มันเพื่อเธอ Whoa. มันคือความหวานที่ล้นเอิญที่กลั่นออกมาให้เธอจะข้างในมันคือความซื่อสัตย์ที่มีค่ากว่าสมบัติใดในโลกนี้เพียงแค่เธอรักไปทั้งหมดของหัวใจฉันคนนี้คงดีถ้าเธอจะตอบสักทีตอบมาด้วยคำคำเดียวใส่ในดวงใจของเธอคงทำให้เราได้เจอกับรักจริงจังสักทีการที่ผู้ชายคนหนึ่งมีออกไปเที่ยวไหนไม่ว่าจะเป็นใครใครโทรมาชักชวนนั้นเพราะเขาเห็นว่ามันไม่คู่จะห่างเธอสักนาที Whoa. มันคือความหวานที่ล้นเอิญที่อยากแสดงให้เธอได้มั่นใจว่าคือความซื่อสัตย์ที่มีค่ากว่าสมบัติใดในโลกนี้
Have a little. We went to Indonesia, played some love songs there, and a couple of them, and I don't know what they mean, but they're good songs. And I hope you are bearing with me today because I have technical issues in the studio here. I hope I'm not making a lot of mess, but bear with me whatever happens. And I said before, when we come back, we will be talking about what happens if a marriage doesn't work. So what you have paid as a bride would be given back to you, or it would be just as a part of the package that should have gone with the girl. So if you have just joined us, you are listening to Rosetta Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galwa Shul. I'm the one hosting you today. And our topic today, we have been talking about the bride wealth. And so it comes to the question, is bride wealth a form of wealth or expression of love? Because it comes down to point that if you are marrying a girl, so you have to pay a high price on that. And price tag, I should call it. And this has so many names. It has been named dowry. It is also called a bride price. It is also called bride wealth. So in each community, it has a different name for it. And so it comes the question, should it be abolished? Should you pay something when you are marrying? And this is the question that comes around in the community. Some people in different countries are singles today because they do not afford to pay the bride price because the bride price is so high to the point that somebody who is working or the ordinary citizen cannot afford. And so this has been a point in Oman. The Oman, according to the research, Oman is one of the countries, or if not one of the highest countries that have a lot of single males, because they do not afford to have a bride wealth. And if you come to the other side of the world, if you come to, let's say, two continents, Africa and Asia, we have Zambia in Africa, and we have Indonesia in Asia. And so they are similar, doing similar things in different continents, in different cultures. So if you have a girl in Zambia, so that girl is a financial security, whereby a girl is raised in putting in mind that she will bring wealth when she's married. And this is the same thing in Indonesia. And the only difference between Indonesia and the difference between Indonesia and Zambia is how much is being paid to get a woman. to get the girl, that price tag that they call a bride price or bride wealth. So now it comes down to one question. What would happen if you pay that? Because in some countries you pay, I know a journalist who has who married 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago, just like in 2017, early 2017, and he paid like $1 million as a bride price. $1 million as a bride price. So now there's a culture that if that is, because they know themselves in the community, this is the daughter of so-and-so, married by a son of so-and-so, so my daughter should be married according to or something similar to that price. There's a question that we asked before. So should it be abolished? Should the wealth price, should the bride wealth be criminalized? Yes, some countries do. Some countries already have done that. Okay, in some countries, what happens if the bride, I mean, if the marriage is not getting along or is not working? So some communities would demand what they paid back. So it should be paid back. The bride price that they have paid should be paid back. If it's $10,000 should come back as $10,000. If it is paid in the heads of cattle, so those cows or goats or what that is should be brought back to the boy's parents. And also so many factors will be considered. Is the girl has children with that man? If so, then what should be given to you will be less, because there's, you know, the woman has produced you kids. So in most countries it is totally wrong to pay a bride price, but in some countries it is a sign of respect. This is a respect. You cannot just come in and take the girl like that, a girl who has been raised by all the things that family has invested in that girl, and then you just pop up from nowhere and take the girl without paying anything. In some countries, it's not just a price. It's just a sign of respect. At least you pay, you compensate something, their struggles, you know, their education, all that. And in Thailand, it's all about their status. It's about the education. It's about the occupation. It's about the social background of the girl. If those are there, those characters or those qualities are there from the girl, so you make sure you're going to pay the high price. And that's the price tag. And then what happens if the marriage is not working? Yeah, you get whatever you pay back. But not of all of it. It depends whether the woman has the children or not. But now in Kenya, according to the research as well, in Kenya, if a wife divorce you or you divorce the wife, you get nothing back, whether the woman has children with you or not, because she had served you for that period of time that she has been with you, period, point blank, full stop. Nothing you should claim. You cannot claim anything, and that's what it is. And in some communities, yeah, you can say, I need something back, but you know, that's what it is. Call it like it is. But in South Sudan, it depends. How many children you have and what is the size of the family that girls come from. So many scenarios will play in there. And if you are not careful, somebody will beat you up for playing around with your girl or even kill you. But the sad part of this is because some people have taken the bride price in the wrong concept. So they think they have bought the girl. We know, or I know, some of the cases in communities that they killed their partners because they thought they have bought the girl. And so they have mistreated the girl and even comes to the point that the girl is killed. So this is completely has nothing to do with the idea why there was a bright price. But if the price tag is so high to the level that the community cannot afford, this is something else. It cannot be it cannot be like a normal thing, because it will be considered like financial security, like I said before. It's not right. So there's a difference. And maybe next week or the week after, I will find somebody, a very experienced person, who will be talking about the relationships. And the pride and the bride price will be one of the issues that will be discussed. And, yeah, so that all of you can all the listeners can get a picture of what is happening actually. And, yeah. So now let me leave you with some music here. One slow lyric.
One, two, wine slow for me, tick tock for me, baby, jump it like that. I want to move slow to me, cautiously, baby, I love it like that. Cause when you dress up in your two-piece and your short shorts, baby, you really look good. I need to ask you what you use on your skin, baby, tell me how your skin so smooth. Cause when you wine slow on me, your tick tock on me, baby, I love it like that. I want to move hard on me, move cautiously, baby, sometimes on this line. Your skin real tight, you are my type. Believe me, believe me, I got a hook onto you. I don't know what I would do. Girl, if you leave me, you leave me. When you slow on me, you tick-tock on me, baby, I love it like that. I want you move hard on me, move cautiously, baby, sometimes on the spot. Want you to wind slow for me, tick-tock for me, baby, drop it like that. I want you move slow to me, cautiously, baby, I love it like that. Cause when you dress up in your two-piece and your short shorts, baby, you really look good. I need to ask you what you use on your skin, baby, tell me how your skin so smooth. Cause when you wind slow on me, your tick-tock on me, baby, I love it like that. I want you move hard on me, move cautiously, baby, sometimes on the spot.
Get tangled up in adventure. Swing into fun. Rapunzel is here. It's time to explore. Pascal, are you ready to roll? With Disney Tangled Swinging Locks Castle. Adult assembly required.
Well, make sure you have friends for coming in.
Hey, because it's so much, I'm sure.
I do, still I got to stick to my girls like glue, and I might not play number two. All I know the time it is getting jet. Need a lot of trees up in my head. Had a lot of denzel in my bed to run that real. Well, I know flick a girl, them on the road, them got the goody goody. One thing we have to tell them, don't take out the woody woody. Front way, back way, cut the key, man, off and show me, show me. Virgin, them one, give me, and me up and took it, took it. Hot girls out the road, I said them, see me, and I tell me, say them have something for gimme, gimme. How much time I like them all a dream about the Jimmy Jimmy. Them a promise and a tell me say a Vimmy Vimmy. But a promise is a compare to a fool, so cool. But they don't know, say that man a fi rule, the school. When I pet them, just wet them up just like a pool. When I dig me terry way, I fi use up me tool. But I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know this time it is getting jet. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a lot of dancing in my bed to run that real ass. so how can they want big up them chest? But they don't know that to go put they are rated as the best. And wouldn't they love if they stand up all this? When I get up in, I got your only girls with your requests, just give me the girl them. Yo, in every minute, I'm with it, forget the girl them. Excuse it and get them regular visit, just give me the girl them. Yo, them all are pressure, me selling last year, me. I did that for them, off to be them big papa, give me the girl them. Off of the chronic, we take a drag, and I don't mean to brag. Every day I got to shag, give me the girl them. Every time I look in, my mind is only girls, I want to find out who me love them design. But I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue, and I might not play number two. All I know, the time it is getting jet. Need a lot of cheese.
Everybody,
in my
give it to them.
And I need a little dance.
Take it to them. Give it to them.
Run the boat. Run the boat. Run the boat, you know. Run the boat now. Signal the plane on the signal the plane. Jump. Signal the plane on the signal the plane now. Parachute. 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 Parachute now. Pon the river. Pon the bank. Pon the river. Pon the bank. Hey, give them a run, you know. Give them a run, yo. Give them a run, you know. Give them a run, yeah. Give them a run, you know. Give them a run, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girls like glue. And I might not play number two. All I know, the time it is getting dread. Need a lot of cheese up in my head. Got a lot of damsel in my bed to run that real. Well, I know flick a girl, the motor road, them got the goody goody. One thing me have to tell him that they got the woody woody. Front way, back way, cause the came on off the show, be show, be virgin. Them want give me and me have to talkie talkie. Hot girl, the motor road, I said him, see me, and I tell me, send him up something for gimme, gimme.
That's Saint Paul, like a glue. That's what he's singing, and we are approaching the end of our program. And for the community announcement, we will have they call it information session. An information session from New Zealand statistics. I mean, Census New Zealand. Census New Zealand, they are running surveys in the communities, and a lot of people, they do survey. They run the survey, but surveys are to be conducted online. But a lot of people do not know how to do that, so they will be running sessions where they will be showing people how to run surveys online. And so instead of knocking at the door, at your door all the time, so they now going online, and so you can do it at your own time. And some of these information sessions will be done in three locations in West Auckland, in South Auckland, and Central Auckland. We will fix the dates next week, and then we will give you the information next Saturday. If you are a community member or a community leader, so you will be informing your communities where they can go to that place and access that information and all the information they should need to know, because they will be able to access online and do the survey they will be asked to do. And that's what one of the information we have. And also, ARCC office will be moving to ARMS at Three Kings, and this is what I announced last week, and I will announce it again today, that ARCC is under renovation, and it will be under renovation for 72 days. So this is technically about 3 months, and we will not be operating in the building, so we will be operating in ARMS until the renovation in our office is done or is finished, and we will come back. But what we will be doing in ARM is what we do in our CC office. So if you have any problem, come to us. If you are a community member that needs our support, come to us, and then we will be able to help you. And also we will leave a note on our door that we moved, for those who will not be aware, so they will see that we move, and then we will put our address there. Still, we will give the same service, so don't hesitate to call us. Our telephone number will change, of course, but you can get in touch with our emails, admin email, admin@arcc.org.nz. So, and anybody you need in ARCC will be traced through admin email, admin@arcc.org.nz. And that's all I have today, and I hope we'll talk more on Saturday next week, and enjoy the rest of your week. And let me leave you with Shabarangs, the best of all time.
Silent swing,
sing.
DJ Ace got up in the boom rhythm,
sing.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
Gold bell a ring,
sing.
Knife and fork a fine for dumpling. Booyaka, booyaka, for Shabba Rankin. Shabba Rocks disappear with your another man chain. So, them had it done to the bees. We have the key, put the down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Yes, them had it done to the bees. We have the key, put the down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ army. Who that all I am? And cross all the T and sit all the gal them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, gal gone crazy. Listen, ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell a ring, knife and fork a fight for dumpling. Come for some a ranking disappear with you, another man chin. So them had it done to the beast, we have the key, put it down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Them had it done to the beast, we have the key, put it down to the key and turn him in a donkey. You see, reggae dance, I'll comprise of wine. You see, now come your phone, girl, wine your body. You see, if you can wine, you hold your man and in Paris. You see, what beer style when you see your mate. You see, get a try dress, but your mate not ready. You see, your mate look like she a buzz money. You see, she a cartoon and she no red. Girl, I get the love in you, I get the money. You see, come pop up, cars, they full of quality. Tell a lot of girls, them got crazy. I will be great by the girls, them. Like Jamaican girls, them. And the American girls, them. And the English girls, them. What about Canadian girls, them. All the Japanese girls, them. The Caribbean girls, them. You should hear little children sing.
That was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetter radio.